I left out, like, so, like, there's so many, like, red herrings, like, you know what a red herring is, right?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, they leave you at one place.
Or yeah, like, it's probably got 100 of those. Like, they introduce people who aren't even, like, actors. I think guys they pulled off the street. There's this guy who was, like, he works in the student police department. Like, at the campus police department. Uh-huh. And it's just some guy, I've never seen him before in any movie. Some, like, young, like, dirtbag kid with, like, stubble and stuff and kind of, like, bad teeth. And he's like, hey, Jack Graham. Hey, dude, I totally followed all your court cases and stuff. And he's like, oh, that's suspicious. He's like, that's really suspicious. He's like, yeah, I need you to sign these papers. And then they have, like, real close-ups of him signing. Like, whenever they do that, it's like, oh, he's going to use that to forge something, right? Mm-hmm. The guy doesn't have anything to do with the movie at all. And they spend time with him being like, he calls up William Forsythe. He's like, hey, there's this piece of crap kid. I think he's a crazy killer, you know, like seriously, the whole thing is him constantly calling Forsythe and being like, hey, I want you to run a check on this person. Yeah. And Forsythe is like this big FBI guy, right? Every time he calls him, he's like alone in some empty room. But then he's like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, hey, you still working on that case? He's like, yeah. And he's like, hey, I want you to run a check on something. He's like, I'm not doing your dirty work for you, Graham. And then he hangs up and he's like, ah, and he opens his laptop. And he's like, that's how they all run their checks.
Uh-huh. FBI, man.
No, wait.
You're on it.
Graham opened his laptop?
No, like, no. For exactly.
I was like, so he could just do it himself.
We'll call him Walmack Jr. from now on.
And, like, the whole movie is so, like, cell phone oriented, and like there's always like, yeah, Amy Brennan really is annoying. His secretary back at his office, and she's got a Bluetooth, and all the time he's like, assholes. Hey, I want you to cross reference the data we have on like all these things. And it sounds like she's gonna be plugging stuff into a supercomputer, and it never shows
like those old like stuff. Switching stations, yeah, like calls.
They should have said it like in the 60s, and had it be like a bunch of like punch card.
Yeah, it never shows her actually doing any of that. She's always like, Jack, won't you tell me what this is about? And he's like, just do it. And then he hangs up on her.
She like presses one button.
Then it cuts back to like her calling it back. And she's always, every time she's like sitting at a table and she's like, yeah, I looked into that stuff. There's nothing. Like, every time. You know?
Wow.
Oh, man.
It sounds really bad.
Oh, it's awesome. It was so good.
Is it as good as Maid of Honor?
We'll find out.
You'll find out.
It's like the worst movie ever made.
Maid of Honor?
No. 88 Minutes.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. Like, Al Pacino. I wish I went to see Al Pacino, it. Seriously, like, he probably wants to, like, build another house somewhere.
Yeah.
So he's like, in a cottage in New York.
Yeah, exactly.
Check out that movie with him and
De Niro? Yeah. And Brian Dennehy?
I know it's something Kill. I think there's Kill in the name.
View to a Kill.
Dun, 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 dun.
Kill.
Dun, 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 dun.
I wish I could remember more about one movie to tell you.
I feel I'm good.
Thanks. No, I think I need to tell you some more.
I think it's a rich enough meal at this point.
There's so many flashbacks. Here's the funny thing. Like, they'll show you when something that happens, right? Like,
uh-huh.
Like Alicia Witt says, like, suspiciously says something like, hey, you know, like, let me ask you this really strange, pointed question about that case you worked on 10 years ago that has to do with all this thing. And then, like, 2 minutes later, he'll be driving his car, then he'll be like, and they'll kind of zoom in, then they'll go to a flashback of her going, hey, why don't you tell me this really pointed detail?
They do like the Dragon Ball Z thing.
And then they're like, 88 minutes, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Then he kept driving for like 10 minutes, and he flashbacks on him having a flashback.
And then the killer calls and says, you have 1 minute left to live, hurry up.
And then Pacino had to fight Zarbon in the doorway.
Get here quick. So I can kill you.
Where are you? Righteous Kill.
All right.
I knew Detective I David it. Fisk. Oh, Donnie Wahlberg's in it. And Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
I bet it's gonna be shitty. God.
I don't know, though. It might be good.
No.
Directed by John Avnet.
Who's that?
He's the ridiculous guy who just did...
They're just making movies now because they're old and what, you
maybe,
know.
Maybe,
like,
yeah, I know. But still. Oh,
he directed 88 Minutes.
Are you kidding me?
Are you serious?
No way. Is it back-to-back? What? Is it like the sequel?
He must own, like, pornographic tapes of Pacino banging a horse or something. How did he get out? Pacino called
what else
he's
has
like,
he done?
He's like, please, you have to be in this movie with me. He'll kill me.
What else is... Has he made
John Avnet. That doesn't make any sense. The back to back. That's like
he did. He did the 1993 version of The Three Musketeers. Ooh. He did Mighty Ducks.
Ooh.
He did Fried Green Tomatoes. He did George of the Jungle. He did The War with Elijah Wood. He did Up Close and Personal. He did Red Corner.
You know.
This guy is like the biggest mediocre Hollywood hack in the history of movies. Oh my gosh,
that's too bad.
And now he's also the director of the worst movie ever made.
And then Righteous Kill with Brian Dunn.
Which you made it sound like was going to be some Oscar-winning... which yeah. It might be.
I don't know. I'm not expecting
done a master series on Batman and Robin?
We don't need to. We talked about it in great detail. the cocking the ice gun. I'll tell you a secret if you do get
every time I watch movies with Lily Sobieski in it, I think there's going to be a twist where she's actually a man.
Who's Lily Sobieski?
She just going to sound like a man. She was in Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide. Yeah, she's a girl who looks like a dude. She's really tall. She's way taller than Al Pacino. Everyone is.
She was in that Glass movie.
Here.
The house was made out of glass.
Show me.
All right, I'll show you.
I'll show you.
See full-size image. That's her. She looks like young Helen Hunt, except for she's way taller and more manly.
And she was the killer?
Yeah, she was the killer.
She looks like a killer.
And then Alicia Mulitt might have been the killer. But it turns out she wasn't. That's Alicia Witt. She's annoying. She also sounds like a man, kind of.
Yeah. Huh.
And then Ryan from the O.C. Ryan from the O.C.
Come on.
There he is.
Oh, that guy.
Ryan from the O.C.
Who's the badass?
Now he was kind of annoying. Oh, in the OC, yeah, he totally punched people and stuff. Oh wait, and then let's look up William Forsythe.
There's a THCY.
There he is. Q. You know, William Forsythe.
The big cheese.
No, he's just the he's the FBI guy.
Yeah. Who was the killer?
Lily Sobieski.
The original killer.
Guy from Minority Report and Boomtown.
Actually, I have to look up Boomtown.
Huh?
Boomtown.
There are a lot of people in Minority Report. Don't know his name.
Boomtown. It's that guy!
Oh, right.
Yeah, you know.
The DA from Boomtown.
It was a Minority Report.
Hey, look, there's Donnie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Donnie's in it.
Maybe John Avnet directed some stuff from... Boomtown, too. Maybe that's how he got Donnie to be in his next movie.
I bet it is.
Gosh, that movie's going to be so good, right, Ian?
I don't know.
Just Kill?
Dude, it's going to have Dennehy in it. And
are you sure Dennehy's in it?
Dude, it said Dennehy.
Okay.
You see the trailer for The Spirit?
Yeah.
I haven't, actually.
Doesn't it look like Sin City?
It pretty much is, right?
Oh, you're right. Dennehy and Leguizamo are in it. Directed by John Avnet.
Oh, my God.
Director of Ian's favorite movie, Righteous Kill.
I don't. I just think it might be good.
It's gonna be sweet.
I'm gonna enjoy it because it's got. All it needs is Brian.
You're just
Dennehy.
Gonna have flashbacks to Heat. You're not. You just keep mentioning. You keep mentioning Dennehy like that's supposed to throw me off the scent.
Uh-huh.
Here.
But
the,
it's
the
not,
real
right?
scent you're leaving is you're a geek nerd fanboy for Heat. And you masturbate over it.
I wear my emotions on my sleeves all too often, and I'm so easy to read.
I'm just going to be yelling at each other.
I need to be better.
No, they're buddies.
Well,
they're cop partners and stuff.
They're going to be angry at other people.
Brian Dennehy's probably like their captain. Mm. He's like, get in here, take your medicine.
Take your medicine. Oh, yeah. The whole thing about Sarah Marshall was like that she kind of like makes the men she's with change. And like... She has flashbacks.
She's a goddamn succubus.
Yeah, exactly. She like makes like always makes him wear like the shirts she wants and stuff. And
oh, the Sean John thing. Like, you wouldn't have complained if it was Sean.
Yeah, exactly. But one of the funny things was that Russell Brand like comes to dinner in the shirt she picked out,
mm-hmm.
and he's like complaining about the shirt the whole
time.
He
does the whole.
And then later, this old guy walks by wearing the same shirt, and he's like, "Hey," and he's like,
"They both know."
But one of the funniest things is like. he ends up spilling his, like, someone knocks his hand, he's talking really animatedly, and he spills his, like, cranberry juice on his shirt, and he's like, oh my gosh, not this shirt, no, take my eyes, but not my shirt.
Like, really sarcastic. Okay, you gotta not give away any more jokes. I'll see it on DVD in, like, a couple months.
Russell Brand was
I also like the Dracula.
Yeah, the Dracula was cool, and what's his name was good in it too. Actually, like, I was getting sick of Paul Rudd in movies, but he was actually really funny in this scene because he didn't play a Paul Rudd; he played like this brain dead stoner.
I always liked the Paul Rudd characters and stuff. Like he was my favorite part of Knocked Up. Just like the few little bits where
But he plays like a real person in that, and this he's just like this kind of like dumb, funny side character. Okay. This is really funny. I don't think you're ready yet. He yells. He's like, ah! He's like, I think you're ready.
Wow. So is the main character, like, guy who's really uncharismatic in most of the stuff he's been in, like, not in it so much that, like, it's actually able to be funny?
No, well, I mean, did you see Freaks and Geeks? He was one of the
main guys. Yeah, I know, that's what I mean, but he was, like, really uncharismatic in that, too. I mean, he was kind of like, he was, like, a loser trying to be a drummer.
I thought he did a good job with
him.
I thought in the other Judd Apatow movies, it was usually guys who are comedians playing the main role, and they usually make a straight man out of him because the other people say the funny things.
Yeah.
That's what he did in 4-Year-Old Version, that's what he did in Knocked Up for the most part. And this, it was like, he actually ended up, for the first half of it, I thought he really was the comedy factor because, like, he is the one with, like, the neurotic thing of, like, breaking down and crying every time Romanian name is mentioned. No, but it's like funny the way it happens. And then the second half, it turns into the basic thing where he's, like, the straight man and everyone kind of reacts around him to things that he does.
So it's kind of like Joe versus the Volcano, then. So no Brain Cloud, no Robert Stack.
It's a little bit like Joe versus the Volcano, yeah.
We should do that as a master series when I say it. No?
I don't think PG. It's got to have some sort of violence in it.
People get thrown at a volcano for crying out loud.
It's PG Volcano. But
all right. I'm playing
Wii. You're a cocksucker.
Look. If you learn anything from Black Lagoon, the anime series, you learn that you don't put on the shirts that the women get.
Yeah.
And I'll leave you with that, comic book internet.
Wait, what?
Remember Remy gets him a bunch of shirts. Yeah. She's like, why don't you wear the shirts away? He's like, that's not my style. I don't care. And then you know, then she tries to shoot him and he tells her to go to hell. And needs to shit can him, hit him on the head with the back of a shovel, and bury him out in the swamp. bury him in a swamp.
You say they need to shit can him. Is that the official name for how you kill a retarded person? That's shit can.